Good afternoon, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the Eagles Update. We are just 3 days away from the showdown at Arrowhead Stadium between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this is going to be a matchup-driven episode, and all eyes are on whether or not the Eagles can contain receiver, returner, dynamo, Tyreek Hill without the help of Ronald Darby. Patrick Robinson faced him with the Indianapolis Colts a year ago.
I mean, he's obviously, like, blazing fast. You know, he's one of those guys. You can't let him just get free lanes down the field and, you know, stuff like that. You know, you got to stay tight on him. You know, because if you give him a yard, you know, he's going to take the whole field. So, you know, you definitely got to be very disciplined. You know, just offense, you know, trying to get him the ball in different ways, reverses, jet sweeps, screens and stuff like that. You know, you got to be very disciplined with your eyes.
He's a good receiver, blazing fast, probably one of the fastest players in college football. It'll be good.
It's big, you know what I mean? It was big last week, but this week it's even bigger, you know what I mean? Especially because they have those fast guys with Tyreek and DeAnthony and all those other little bitty fast guys. So for sure, you know, different type of formation that they give us, we have to be sound on communication, whether it's in the secondary, whether we're communicating to linebackers, whether it's whatever it is, you know, getting a call out, communication has to be the first thing that goes across the field.
So we know for a fact that there are going to be matchups that each guy is going to have to win. You know, whether it's on their receivers and the speed that they got in the backfield, or it's their tight end, or it's their quarterback getting rid of the ball. You know, it's everybody's got a matchup to win, and we're going to need everybody to win those one-on-ones. That's the beauty of having a team sport.
The Chiefs do a great job of moving Hill around the formation and utilizing him on jet sweeps, so it's not just the defensive backs who have to worry about Hill. The linebackers have to be disciplined also. And it's tough when you have a rookie running back in Kareem Hunt, who gained 246 all-purpose yards against the Patriots, as well as an all-pro tight end in Travis Kelce.
You know, Hunt has proven himself as to be a threat. And, you know, we got to respect everybody on that field. And you know, they've got a lot of weapons, so you just got to play discipline.
Oh, I mean, they're a great offense, man. Their philosophy is good. They take care of their quarterback. Like you say, he gets the ball out quick. They got a good run game. They got speed players. So we pretty much just got to come out ready to dominate and be physical. We know it's going to be a physical game, and just stay disciplined.
Hunt is on the cover of this week's Sports Illustrated, so we all can hope for a little jinx there. Now, Frank Reich said on Tuesday that the Eagles will remain aggressive with the deep ball. Carson Wentz aired it out to Torrey Smith on the very first play of Sunday's win over Washington. While that pass was incomplete, Smith is confident that the connection is almost there.
I mean, we'll get it there. It's, you know, it's live action, and again, we've connected on it a lot. Different things happen. He slipped on one, and you know, it's just the other, just fluke stuff. But I think we'll get it down, and we're going to need to, because those type of plays, you know, change the game for us.
Obviously, we missed a couple down the field to Torrey. We just got to get on the same page. I got to hit him on those ones. But if nothing else, people saw that Torrey can get behind the defense, you know, and it's going to open up some things, I think, even more going forward.
Make sure to check out Eagles game plan on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app for a complete X's and O's breakdown of the Eagles Chief matchup, featuring a progress report on second-year cornerback Jalen Mills. Head coach Doug Peterson addresses the media on Friday at 10:30 a.m. We will carry that for you live. So until then, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.